This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCD, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this Monday morning?
Good morning, Mr. KE2GDQ. This is K2PCB here. Oh, so far so good. No complaints, really. It's Monday, aside from, you know, as always on the weekend, I stay up a little bit later, so it feels like I'm getting up early, but, yeah, it's the normal work routine. Getting a little chillier every day, and we're getting closer and closer to Halloween and Thanksgiving and such. I know Alton has their Halloween spooktacular this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I think we'd like to do that if possible. That's where they tour through the, oh my goodness, I should know this. But basically the Joe Panza Nature Trail, that's what it is, off the Alden Town Park and the Alden Substance Abuse Coalition does all kinds of decorating and makes it all look creepy but kid-friendly walkthrough, and looking forward to that. I'm coming through on DMR this morning, and hopefully everything's working okay. And, yeah, how was your weekend?
I could tell you were on something different. Your voice sounded a little bit different. Don't get me wrong. It's clear, just a little bit different. Overall, the weekend was good. I'm glad it rained on Saturday. It allowed me to do some things in the house. Did a little tinkering with the Dodge yesterday. Did some shooting early in the morning with Jose. I'd say overall it was a good weekend.
Yeah, if everything's connecting in as I would expect it to, I should sound very, very digital, a little robotic, and probably very narrow-banded. Probably cuts off a lot of my highs and lows, and maybe doesn't even sound like me at first. But again, I'm just playing around because I was doing a little tweaking and playing around with the system I have at home and the analog reflector. I'm playing around with YSF a little bit and just doing more research and playing with digital modes and see what I like best.
Yes, when you said your voice might sound a little robotic, and yes, a little bit narrow, and it, yeah, some of your highs and lows are have been smoothed out, and so, yeah, that's how you sound. But yeah, isn't that what this hobby's all about, is experimenting with different things?
Yeah, so to give you a bit of a taste, if you were to get into DMR, this is pretty much what everybody would sound like. Some people will sound better than others. Some people will sound almost unintelligible. There's some pretty cheap radios out there. There are some pretty sketchy internet connections, and add all those into the mix, they can sound really bad. And then on the other hand, people connect in with some nice-sounding analog systems and then convert to digital, and then they're not too bad. They're as best, the best that they could be for the limited bit rate. But, yeah, just funny. one thing I was doing this weekend when I we were out running around, and she went into Bath & Body Works, so I took an opportunity while I was in there as it was my radio in the truck was scanning to convert the channels that I had set up for CBCSS transmit only if they had the tone also being transmitted from the repeater. I'd have to check each time. Okay, it's coming in, pause it, stop the scan, see if they're transmitting their tone. If they are, set that up to CTCSS for transmit and receive. Not only does it open the repeater with its own, but it also controls my squelch, just to keep it a little quieter. Yeah, so playing around with that. By default, the repeater book listings don't always give you the right state, you know, whether or not that repeater is transmitting their tone or not. And that could be on the repeater owners to the trustees to put that into the system.
So doing the DMR thing, that's like going down a rabbit hole after another rabbit hole, right?
Yes, I would say that's a very true statement for where you are now. I was licensed for 26 years before I started playing around with DMR, so not that you couldn't get into it right away, but I don't think it aligns with what you'd like to do with it. It heavily, extremely heavily relies on the internet to pass its signals. Yes, you can go radio to radio, but because of the digital encryption, you need a really strong signal, a really good signal, so you don't even get as much range as you do with an analog signal. So, I wouldn't think that this is something that you want to dive into right now, I guess. That's what I'm saying. And yes, it is a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm saying struggling, but just to wrap my head around the analog part of it, you know, especially now that I've been studying for the general, the different things that you can do on AHF and stuff like that. I think I would just stay away from the DMR at this point.
Yeah, I would say in most cases, not all, but in most cases, there is a analog link some way into a DMR channel. You can get in there via some reflector or bridge if you want to, using equipment that you currently have. So that's not a big deal. You're not missing out. It's just playing around with the technology. It is what it is, and I'm sure it'll get better as the years go by. If you ever wanted to get into one of the DMR channels, I can turn on the reflector, as it is right now, analog reflector at my house, which is connecting my All-Star node to a DMR channel. I can flip that DMR channel to one of the public channels. And technically, the channel I'm on right now is public, but it's my own node and nobody's connecting to it. I could connect that to one of the popular nodes, and then I have my All-Star connection connected to DMR, and I can just get in with All-Star. I could connect that to Ross's All-Star node, so it would be Ross's All-Star node to my All-Star node to my analog reflector to a DMR channel, which would be a talk group, and we could connect to like the most popular DMR talk group, and you guys could listen along and hear what that's all about and connect in and chat. It's all connected together, which is actually how I started out before I bought any DMR equipment.
That technology is, to hear you describe it, how you connect to this node, to that node, and to that reflector, that's incredible. I won't say that I was lost, but a little overwhelmed right now.
Yeah, I can't say for certain, but I would have to bet that there's probably little to no questions on the general about DMR. I would have to imagine that was covered in the technician class. It might be there, but I don't know. Because you can get full DMR access with technician license. The general doesn't buy you anything extra there, so I can't imagine that there's any more focus. But you did mention Ross, so Maybe I'll take this opportunity to pause and see if we've got Ross or Jeff in there. This is KC2PCB.
KC2NVM. Hello, good morning.
KC2PT, good morning, everybody.
I tried to connect to Ross's node, and it said, nope, not today.
Jeff, are you just doing Simplex?
Today? I had a half a thought of trying to do direct RF, but I know that that DCS is causing some issues between Brad and myself. So I think if we stay on DCS, I'll probably avoid the RF. So I decided to go DMR today, since I was playing around with that a little bit over the weekend. Actually, I was more focused on YSF and... I don't know if Ross can speak to why his node is not accepting EchoLink calls today. And while I'm on topic of Ross, I just passed that guy who's got that that fixed dipole on his roof. Always fun to see him in the morning. KCPCB?
I have no clue why it's not working. I just fixed the audio. I just fired those lines back up, and that was it. I didn't do anything else to it, so it should be working.
Yeah, I tried to connect this morning, and it said there's no pathway to it. So then I came to PCD and connected right up.
If, you know, the weather is in our favor, going out to that spooktacular this weekend, I think Friday would be the better of the 2 days if we're trying to get my sister to go. She's got a Halloween party on Saturday. But I think there was one year, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, where it downpoured. Came down pretty good, and then it cleared up, and we were able to go, and everything was great. In fact, Jeff might be interested in that. Have you guys been to the Alden Spooktacular? That Halloween walks you through the woods that's sort of family friendly. I'm curious if either you or Ross were going out there this year.
Never even heard of it, so no, we've never done that.
Well, I definitely take Ellen to that. She enjoyed herself last year, so we're going this year. Yeah, so get your costumes ready.
I don't even think Zoe's picked out a costume yet this year. Normally we have it bought, purchased, worn out by the time. And same time this year, last year, she's already worn out a costume. This year, no idea.
Well, Evelyn's going to be Elsa this year, and I'm going to be Olaf.
Well, for this event, I will probably be just a dude in a warm sweatshirt, considering you don't really need to dress up for this. You can, and people do, but it's definitely more about, just the community walking through a presentation done by the Substance Abuse Coalition. So it's all done by students, which is pretty cool. Obviously, they take donations, but it's not a requirement, and it's just really cool. I have a Halloween party to go to the weekend after, and Lynn was suggesting that we, I don't want to say recycle, but we dressed up as, some pretty, the costume was pretty lame, but we dressed up as nutcrackers for a Christmas gathering last year, which was for my family, and we thought about recycling those costumes for Halloween so we could get two uses out of it and dress up as nutcrackers for Halloween. Not really Halloween-ish, but getting a second use out of the costume, so I think that's what we're going to do. This is K2PCD. You guys still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I was just letting somebody else talk. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just trying to picture this event that you've talked about. and Ross all dressed up as Olaf. I'm assuming that's from Frozen.
Yes, yes it is. From Frozen. I will be the snowman. You want to build a snowman, Brad?
Yeah, I'm familiar with Frozen. The granddaughters like to watch just about everything on Frozen. I can't remember their names, the girls' names, but I do remember the snowman.
So last night, my wife was like,
my echo connection.
So you got to work tomorrow?
My own phone.
And I'm like, yeah. She's like, haha, I don't. And Zoe's off of school. I'm like, oh, great. So there was like a 3% chance this morning I was going to be going to work by myself. Just checking.
Well, Ross, I think the Echo Link connection went out over the RF connection, and I heard Jeff in there. I heard you in there, but unfortunately, I think I heard Jeff more than you. So, yeah, we're all here this morning, Jeff. And what were you saying, Ross?
My wife is off of work today, and she was kind of poking fun at me for having to work today.
Yeah, Travis, I'm just trying my Echo Link connection. Seems to be working.
I copy all three of you pretty well this morning.
Okay, there you go, Brad. When it comes down to it, as fun as all the digital modes are and techy and nerdy and all that good stuff, I think in the end, analog, simplex, always wins out. I think there are too many dependencies in the other modes, when you really need to depend on it, and you know it's going to work, analog simplex is the way to go. So long as it's within, you know, the line of sight, close range, long distances. Well, then just like telephone, we rely on the connection in between. You turn on your HF ring and you want to talk to your friend in Nebraska, well, unless you guys are watching the propagation, then there's no guarantee. But, yeah, analog's going to win every time. All right, I've got 6:45, so I am going to step out, let you guys continue for the next few, and I'll talk to you guys soon. And just an FYI, I am out on Friday, just planning ahead. This is K2PCB.
Okay, sounds good. I'll see you in network. This is KT2PET. I'm clearing Echo Link.
This is KT2GDQ to 73s to K2PCB. And how are you this morning, Ross?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Feeling a little bit under the weather. All this hot cold and all the leaves are falling and everything. Getting a little nasally this morning, but I'm doing all right.
Yeah, there's still some pollen floating around and some other stuff. Yeah, warm, cold. Not always the best thing for us.
So I'm still having a few issues with my node. And I only got a power supply problem. It's always something. I put a temporary one on for now. I got button everything up. The power supply for the radio went the other day. I gave up. I was looking at it and smelt it, and it burned up pretty good. Luckily, it didn't destroy the radio or anything, but yeah, I put a newer power supply on it to keep the thing powered up.
That's interesting. I'm still wondering why Jeff wasn't able to get into the node this morning. That's kind of strange, because I think Travis was, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I don't know. I even connected through my Echo Link to my node, and it's connected, so I don't know what you got going on.
Last night, when I was doing some listening, I heard, I think it was the Erie County races doing a net check, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't even know what frequency it is. I didn't even know we had a group like that.
Yeah, I saw them coming over on WB2ECR. I have to look up what that call sign is. But they were also using one of the W2SO repeaters. And there was just, you know, a lot of check-ins. Obviously, there was nothing going on. But it was kind of interesting to hear that. I've been doing some scanning with this radio from Travis. And there's been some other nets that have been on, similar to the Morning Brew. Probably not as big, more local, I think. But I've been listening to those quite a bit lately.
Yeah, the TechNet and the Morning Brew are pretty big. Yeah, you have anywhere up to 100, 200 check-ins. Yeah, they do a lot of checking in. I sometimes participate. One I think is cool is the Youth Net on Friday, where the kids, they have their licenses check-in. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've got to listen to that one of these nights. I think that's on Friday night. And, you know, typically during the spring, summer, and early fall, I'm usually shooting. So I think that's over by the time I get home. And then usually when I get home, it's like, okay, I'm going to bed. But now that shooting's winding down on Friday nights, that may be something to listen to.
Yeah, I usually listen to that one. I'll even check into that one. Lancaster sometimes turns it on, sometimes they don't. They're hit or miss with what they broadcast. I guess it depends who's interested and turns it on, I guess.
Yeah, that could be. Like I said, there's been some other nets yesterday that I was listening to. You know, just it is kind of cool to hear what other people are doing and how they do it. But I am a little mic shy with people I don't know, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. I think it's something you eventually have to build up to. Yeah, I guess it's like if you play to like a big audience, you know, if you're up on a stage or something, I see how you get a little stage fright.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Stage fright. Yeah, I just haven't been able to be able to key up.
Eventually, the day will come. You want to push that button, and once you do it the first time, I think you'll be you lose that stage, that not wanting to talk, and it'll get easier.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's just getting over that initial hump of. Checking in with like the Morning Brew or some other net that's going on. I've been listening to it and trying to get, as Peter Linehart calls it, the cadence to understand how things are done. One of these days.
Like I said, eventually they get there. You have to get the first one out of the way, and then after that you find out it's not so bad, and then you can. From there.
I used to do it pretty easily when I was a teenager when I had the CD. Why now? I don't know. I guess things change as you get older.
Well, plus I think on TV you're not playing to that big of an audience. TV you only get like a couple miles off it maybe we hook up to like East Coast Reflector. You're covering thousands of miles and probably thousands of people are on there at once.
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe that's what scares me. Knowing like on your node, it's basically you, Travis, and Jeff, and nobody else.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Every once in a while, you get somebody that gets interested in it. I've actually had other people try to talk to my node. Obviously, they don't have the right TL tone in it, and they can't get in. But yeah, there are other people that do scan through, and they probably like you do with your SDR, and they will. They see that signal. They're like, "Oh, I'm wondering what that is." And they'll tune into it, and they'll hear it's my node, and I don't know. They might try check into it. Who knows?
Yeah, very well could be. Like you said, if they're scanning frequencies, they would definitely find it if we're out, you know, we're chatting away.
Yep, it's just one big community. It's a fun hobby. Everybody does it. All right, Brad, I'm going to go in. Hopefully I get this day over with quick so I can go home and relax and get this day over with. Hopefully I feel better tomorrow. Safe 73. See you, Brad. I will talk to you tomorrow. KC2GDQ is this KC2PET.
73 is KC2PET. I hope you feel better. This is KE2GDQ. We're clear and standing by.